It is 7:08 after 7. One of the country's leading universities has been forced to retract a claim its study showing elderberries could help beat the flu. After admitting it was overhyping its own science. That was like an enormous ballyhoo about that last week. Associate Professor Ken Harvey from the School of Public Health at Monash University. Professor, good morning to you.
G'day, Russ.
This isn't good.
No, it isn't good. Unfortunately, it does reflect a trend in which universities, because the government's cut back their funding, are getting into bed with industry, and that can be perfectly reasonable. But it also does produce pressures to produce the right results for industry and to hype the results. And indeed, that's what this study did. I mean, the study itself was reasonable. It was looking at flu viruses in cell lines. It was a nice laboratory study. But then the University Public Relations Department hyped it into elderberries curing flu, which was completely ridiculous.
And the university also concealed the fact that the research was partly funded by Pharmacare, which sells elderberry-based flu remedies.
Exactly right, and that was the other problem. I mean, that should have been up front, as should have the fact that this was a laboratory study and, you know, could have said, interesting, may have implications, but to say it was going to cure the flu was just absolutely outrageous.
Do you know why they retracted that claim eventually?
Well, complaints were put in, and the Age of the Fairfax Press pressed them on it, and having initially stood up for it, they eventually decided, no, it was a mistake, and I understand there's going to be some investigation into their PR department to see how it happened.
Because
there should be.
What they said, they didn't say that, oh, look, you know, if you look at it one way, it could be. If you look at it the other way, it might not be. They said, yes, there was no evidence to support our assertion.
That's exactly right. There was no evidence to support that this product cures the flu. You cannot say that from a laboratory study in cells. Regrettably, you know, a lot of research which looks promising in the laboratory never ends up as proving itself when it's put into humans. And there's a big difference between tested clinical trial in humans and doing things in cells in a laboratory.
I think the current status, Professor, would be, would it not, that nothing cures the flu?
Unfortunately, yes, except you can prevent it a little if you get the flu vaccine, and the vaccine has got the right strains in it, which is certainly worth doing if you're over 65 or if you're worried or if you've got health problems. So flu vaccine, yes. Elderberry, no.
There we go. That's like a soccer score. Professor, thank you very much.
No worries. Good on you, Ross.
Professor Ken Harvey from the School of Public Health at Monash, and the results from the FA Cup overnight, the flu availability cup, vaccine 1, elderberry 0.